I'm Audrey Tracy.
And I'm Griff, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
The world's most powerful marketplace. That has a nice ring to it.
I know, and best yet, it's true.
No argument here.
So what's on tap for this week's episode, Audrey, which, by the way, is episode number 18?
Well, in our main story, Ken and Glenn, a.k.a. Hustlebee and Hustle Hacks, will join us. These two sellers have an interesting partnership that involves social media and events, as well as their separate businesses on eBay.
Great. What else?
For our Inside eBay segment, we explore the details and recent changes to the eBay Guaranteed Delivery Program with Greg Ross Smith, so you won't want to miss that.
Guaranteed delivery is an important buyer consideration during this time of the year.
That's right. What's on your list, Griff?
Well, I only have the What's Hot segment, and on What's Hot this week, Liz and I will speak with our health and beauty category expert about last-minute gifting and, well, health and beauty items.
I know that category holds some interest for you, Griff.
Yes, it does, Audrey. Like you, I want to be healthy and beautiful.
And you want to smell nice.
Oh, yes, fragrances. They are my passion.
We know. So what's that intriguing fragrance you're wearing today?
What? This heavenly cloud of mandarin zest, Italian bergamot, fresh ozone, transitioning to night-blooming jasmine, white freesia petals, and grated ginger, sensual woods, crystallized amber, soft skin musk, and vetiver? That? It's by George Takei. It's called Oh My. Get it? Oh, like an eau de cologne.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Is that for real? Are you making this up?
No. It's real. I swear. You can find it on eBay.
Okay. I'll look for it later.
Good.
Back to this week's show. We also have Alan Aisbit with Trending Topics.
No, wait. Did you not get the memo?
What memo?
The one I must have forgotten to send you. The one The one that announced the name change of that segment.
Name change to what?
Oh, you're going to like this, I think. After careful consideration and much deliberation, Trending Topics is now known as The Buzz.
Consideration and deliberation that I obviously missed.
Well, obviously, you were out sick for that meeting.
Apparently.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Right. So what do you think? The Buzz.
Well, I guess it makes sense. We are busy little bees on the podcast team.
Well, yes, there's that. But I think the buzz is more descriptive of the content and purpose of that segment.
Yes, I suppose it is. The buzz.
Glad you like it.
Well, I don't know. I didn't say that.
Oh.
I need to let it grow on me.
Oh. Well, think of it this way. It's like fuzz.
It's buzz, not fuzz. I'm not a peach.
No, brother.
Let's just get to the news. Oh, my. Yeah. Are you sure you aren't making that up?
Positive. Here, take a whiff.
Welcome back to our hipster millennial, Alan Ace.
Thanks, Audrey. So we're calling this segment The Buzz now.
Buzzed. Buzz, 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 buzz.
No, The Buzz. Buzz, buzz.
Like a bee.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it's much hipper and cooler than What's Trending. That sounded a little scripted.
Yes, it's very millennial now. We're evolving.
Very nice. Let's hop right in.
It's been a great holiday season so far for eBay sellers and buyers.
That's what I've heard. Tell me more.
In fact, Cyber Monday was the biggest sales day in our history. Imagine that.
Woohoo!
Both Black Friday and Cyber Monday marks record days for eBay sellers.
Very nice. By the way, I bought a lot and I made it happen on eBay. But what was selling across the site?
We sold a Nintendo Switch console every 13 seconds.
The same Nintendo Switch every 13 seconds? That sounds like a scam.
So silly. Many Nintendo Switches, but one every 13 seconds and an Apple Watch every 26 seconds. So many watches. Deals on the Apple iPhone 10, Apple MacBook Air, and Adidas Yeezy 350 V2 Cream Triple White shoes were also big sellers.
What? Adidas Yeezy 350 Boost. V2 Cream Triple White Shoes is the name of a product?
That's a lot of words.
That's a lot of keywords.
Yeah, exactly. For sellers, fingers will be tired after typing all that out.
So you're a sneakerhead. Do you have these Yeezys yet?
No, not yet. I'm holding out for the zebra striped Yeezys.
Ah, not the zebra ones, the zebra ones?
The zebra ones.
So what else was selling across the site?
We had a MacBook Air deal that was pretty sweet, and we also sold a ton of Chromecasts and JBL headphones. Outdoor and sporting goods were also big sellers.
That's great. Now, how are toys doing? Those are always a big hit at the holidays.
Yeah, well, we've got the Toytopia section of the site and our cool print toy catalogs that feature new and collectible items. You may have seen the Toytopia print magazine was included in the recent edition of People Magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year. And speaking of sexy men, Star Wars stuff has sold well, Spider-Man is big, Nintendo 3DSs are selling well, Red Dead Redemption 2 and Fallout 76 are big selling video games. And speaking of millennials...
Yes, I can't wait.
Monopoly for Millennials is in huge demand on eBay right now.
Monopoly for Millennials? Mm. What's that?
Instead of hoarding real estate, players collect experiences, including trying a vegan bistro, couch surfing, or going to a meditation retreat. Hashtag fun. And some advice for sellers, if they're able to source any Monopoly for millennials, they really should be on the lookout for that, because buyers are searching eBay right now and are willing to pay a premium for the game.
Very nice. That's a sourcing opportunity. So sellers, if you're out and about and you see Monopoly for millennials, pick it up and list it. I'm a traditionalist. I like to decimate my enemies by buying Boardwalk and Park Place and then making them pay exorbitant prices for staying in my hotel.
Evil Audrey, I like it.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to move on.
Okay, what's next?
Audrey, did you know that eBay is prominently featured in a hit movie?
Yeah, the new Wreck-It Ralph.
I know, so cool. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
So what's the story?
Well, Ralph and his BFF Vanellope need to find an important item and get it quickly back to their home.
With free shipping and guaranteed delivery?
Well, they need it fast, so I assume so.
Wow, something unique, needed fast, affordable, and guaranteed. Where on earth could they find such a thing?
Oh, I think there's a little old website called eBay where you can get items fast and quick and free.
Unique.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And what I thought was really cool, kind of cracks me up, but they also work with a character called E-Boy, who helps them with the purchases before time runs out.
Ooh, I like that. We need an E-Boy around
yes,
here.
Yes, definitely.
Anything else this week, Alan?
Yeah, I want to remind all of our listeners about the hashtag Making It Happen campaign. So we're now into the second week of the sweepstakes, and one lucky seller has already won a $500 eBay gift card. How awesome is that?
Super awesome.
So sellers, for full information, head over to ebay.com/makingithappen. There you'll find out how you can enter for a chance to win prizes like a $500 eBay gift card and a trip for two to eBay Open in July 2019. So that's it. Stick a fork in me. I'm done for this week.
All right. Thank you, Alan. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Audrey. Can't wait.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we talk to sellers extraordinaire Ken and Glenn, Hustle B and Hustler Hacks. Hi, this is Doug from the eBay community team. I'm here today with Glenn Hustler Hacks and Ken the Hustle Bee, eBay sneaker sellers, social media influencers, e-commerce educators, and best of friends. In fact, they are dressed alike in matching jackets so they don't get lost here or at Disneyland. So welcome, guys. Introduce yourselves.
So my name is Glenn Zubia Jr. I am a graphic designer from El Paso, Texas. Started selling on eBay in 2000, and then I created a YouTube channel, Hustler Hacks, and I help people sell on eBay, tips, techniques.
And I'm Kenneth Gaetano, the Hustle Bee on Instagram, and I've been only in eBay since February of 2017. I actually found an article written about Glenn and how he paid his student loans selling on eBay. And then I followed his YouTube channel, followed his tricks and tips that he shared there, and also started selling on eBay. Now we're here.
So Glenn, how did you get started on eBay?
In 2000, I mean, I probably shouldn't have been buying or selling it. You know, I was like probably like 15 or 16, but I was really into sports cards. So I was collecting like Lakers, Miami Dolphins. That's what I was into. And then I was just selling here and there down the road. And then I really took it seriously maybe like 6 years ago and really like building a business.
Glenn, how have you seen eBay change over the years?
So in the very beginning, it was like money orders, you know, what we started off at. So, you know, I would buy a card, sports card, and it would come in way later on. Totally different now with PayPal, instant transactions, everything. So that was number one. Also, way easier now with mobile and instantly buying and selling. So, I mean, so much has changed in the last like 20 years or so.
And Ken, what changes have you seen?
Well, for me personally, it's the returns. It's something that's happened recently. I do offer free returns for anybody that's interested in asking, does the Hustle Bee offer free returns? Yes, I do. Yes, you're not losing money. I am for pro returns. Customer wants to have the best buying experience, and that's something as a seller that I want to give to them.
Glenn, how would you say your business has evolved over time with eBay's evolution?
Well, I really just looked at it as like a hobby. I mean, I was like a hobby seller, things that I was into. And then when I wanted to pay off my student loans, that's when I really started to take it as a business. What do I need to do to pay off these loans? After I was done with that, I made a channel and I met someone like Ken and some of the other people from our little group that, you know, we went to eBay Open, everything. They really just helped me see the bigger picture and how much this is a, you know, a business and how to really treat it as such.
Ken, let's talk about buyer expectations in a modern marketplace like eBay. What do you think a buyer expects?
From my short experience, buyer wants it fast. Buyer wants the free shipping, for sure. They want it there. It gives more value to what they're buying, especially with sneakers that we sell. A lot of them are over $100, so a $10 shipping really doesn't add much or take away from the profit that we have. So that's something that we love to offer. And again, we mentioned the free returns. yes, there might be some sizing issue and stuff like that. And so if we have the item, we just replace it with a different one. And if we don't, you know, we just give them a full refund as long as the product comes unused.
Glenn, you guys participate in eBay guaranteed delivery. How's that worked out for you?
It's been huge. I mean, we've seen definite increase in our numbers because they can see we're a top seller. They see that first. And then having guaranteed shipping and the one day handling time or same day handling time, they know they're going to get it quickly. And that's, I think, one of the main things they look for. That, our feedback, we're a trusted seller. They know they're going to have a, you know, nice, high quality experience with us.
Ken, so it's Q4, holidays, obviously huge in our business. Literally gets down to the wire during this period. What tips do you have to succeed during the holidays?
So when we talk about Q4, a lot of the people expect higher buying quantity. You know, people, Q4 sales, even for last year personally, almost 60% of my total sales last year came from Q4. So I really did get a big boost from that. On the other side, a lot of people don't think about buying in Q4. As a seller, I actually like to buy in Q4 because all the stores that we actually buy our products from actually go on sale too. You have Black Friday, end of the year sale, and also most stores actually have sales throughout December. Personally, as a seller, I take advantage of buying too because when you're talking about inventory, once you sell these items, you have to replenish it back. What I've experienced last year, it depleted my inventory a lot. But since I was buying a lot too, it actually boosted my inventory more and actually carried out to the next year. So January come, February come, my store was still full of inventory and still continued selling. So I really didn't feel that what people call like a slowdown after Q4. I think slowdown happens when you don't have inventory to sell. But I was stocking up on inventory at the same time too. So I was selling still after Q4.
Glenn, what Q4 tips do you have?
I think definitely supply is ready to go. Products are moving quick. People are buying things every minute. If your supply is ready and also have, you know, a plan when it comes to the same day handling time that we talked about, if you're ready to go, you have that in place, then you'll crush Q4.
So we met at a seller event and we've attended some of your events. How did that affect your perception of eBay?
Well, it was good to see a friendly face. eBay and employees and the work that they put into it, they're willing to help out buyers and sellers. So, you know, when we first met, I think it was at Reseller Fam and then at Ecom Chicago, and, you know, having these events and meet you there, it was good to have that personal experience with you. And any questions we have, we can just ask you there. And it was good to have that.
There's a story about you guys from eBay Open. You guys showed up wearing distinctive jackets, so you stuck out. So what's the story behind the jackets, and how did that work out for everyone?
So eBay Open, I mean, we have our A team. There's 15 of us, and we really wanted to go in and make a splash at eBay Open and also have our little crew. We can find each other quickly. So we went to the Nike outlet. We found these matching jackets. They just so happened to match the eBay Open colors. And yeah, we're just like, this is our idea. We like this. We took them home to the Airbnb that we're, you know, all staying at. And then we were like, hey, we're going to rock these for the actual event. And then we got a little mixed reactions at first. But in the end, we started to meet people asking like, hey, where'd you guys get those jackets? It ended up just being awesome. We ended up being on the eBay homepage, things like that. It was just a really cool experience all around.
Yeah, and it was also all our first time to be in eBay Open.
Together.
And yeah, together. I think it was such a great event that eBay threw for all of us sellers. I was excited. Good food, all, you know, and also the networking was there, meeting other sellers that are way ahead of us and some that are new, and we can learn from each other. Yeah. So that was a great experience. And I mean, even as early as now, we're thinking like, hey, when's eBay open so we can get another Airbnb and we can do this thing. And everybody's asking, how can you top off the jacket? So maybe get some onesies for next year or something.
So speaking of the A-Team, tell us about the A-Team, Ken, and how that works.
Yeah, so when me and Glenn were with social media, we got to meet some of the people, me and Glenn and Helene with the Lister Sisters and Noel. So we've been having this group call together. So we Zoom and we just pretty much brainstorm and help each other grow. We figured that we wanted to help more people. And throughout the journey with traveling, and we've met this cool sellers, and a lot of them really wanted to grow. So we invited about 10 of them in a Zoom call. And for 3 months, we've helped each other grow our stores. That was very powerful that not just us we were able to help 10 to 15 other people grow their stores too. And being an entrepreneur is lonely sometimes, and not having any friends, you know, a lot of our family, they really don't understand. Some people just think that we're just hoarders. But, you know, so we found a common interest, and, you know, we share our ups and downs, but we're there to support for each other.
Glenn, where's the A-team go from here? What's next?
Well, we've had so many emails and people like, how can I become part of the A-team? And so I don't know if we're going to have any new members or not, but we had this spreadsheet going around. So how we can make that even better and really follow different metrics. So I think that's going to be our next step. And then we'll see when eBay Open comes around, how we're going to step it up, I guess, from our appearance wise.
Yeah. Also, too, is like we tell everybody, whoever we help, you know, how can we repay you back? Right. A lot of people tell us that, oh, you've helped me a lot. How can we repay you? I just tell them, pay it forward. Find somebody that's newer than you. Assist somebody, encourage somebody. You can always be a leader within your community and find your own group and help them grow.
So speaking of traveling around the country, Glenn, tell us about Out Hustled and how that works.
So I just came up with this idea and I called Ken and I was like, why don't we try to go to different cities, source, find as many items as possible. And then, you know, we can ship them straight to us back at home, sell it on eBay, because we get a lot of questions. People are asking like, you guys have hookups in your own cities. That's why you guys are doing so well. Or I can't find these certain items in my city. So, you know what? Let's go straight to them and source their city and see how we do. So it's either the city's going to out hustle us or we're going to out hustle that city. And so we started to do that. We traveled and then we started adding on free meetups. So we were able to meet different people from Instagram and YouTube. And then people wanted like a learning aspect to it. So, all right, we can do that. We started to do a workshop. So now we're at our third workshop and we're trying to go somewhere once a month.
And so what cities out hustled you the most, Ken?
Chicago. The finds were not there. You know, we really didn't find a lot of items there and we ended up just breaking even. We didn't lose out money, but we did break even.
Yeah. I mean, the first out hustled, I got sick with flu. So there's different things that had happened that we kind of have to battle that's outside of even the sourcing part. So It always makes it interesting for you.
Yeah, we had to take him to the urgent care.
Those Nike jackets are a little thin. Maybe you need some parkas or upgrade that jacket experience. You guys do weekly live streaming. Ken, tell us a little bit about that.
So it is on the Hustler Hacks YouTube channel. So I am his guest there mostly every Wednesday. So we have a few shows that we talk about. So one is Pick Up or Pass, where Glenn picks a few items that he sees throughout his week and he actually puts it out there and lets me decide if it's something that I will pick up or pass. I give out the answer and then Glenn pulls up the listing and how much it costs and how much profit we could possibly make. So that's one, Pick Up or Pass. It's a lot more interactive. People comment, pass or pick up and stuff like that. And we do monthly reviews. So every end of the month, we kind of talk about how our month went, how sales were, how the stores were, what kind of inventories that we found. The other thing is, which is my favorite, we talk about what are the top 10 things that an eBay seller should have or the mindset that he should bear. And 5 pitfalls of being an eBay seller. So we share more of the behind the scenes or what's going on in our mind. Because a lot of times we get discouraged, we lose our energy, but that's part of the journey. The life of an entrepreneur or a businessman is not always happily ever after. We face some problems and stuff like that. So together we solve that. And a lot of times we just have to distinguish what is controllable and what's not controllable and figure out a solution on the things that we can solve.
Q4, it's the holidays. I know you do a lot of charitable donations based on your eBay sales. Tell us about that, how that came about and what you're doing with that this holiday season.
Yeah, so I'm actually from the Philippines. I moved here 5 years ago, and it's always been our family's tradition to go to less fortunate communities. And during Christmas time, so we just bless them. We just give them gifts, mostly for the kids. You know, we buy them toys, school supplies, and it's just flip-flops, really. You know, some of them really don't wear any flip-flops. So last year, I was able to give close to $1,000. I sent it back home to the Philippines. And then my mom put together some gift bags for the kids. And almost to the day that they were going to go, my mom said, like, we have extra money. Would you mind if we buy the kids ice cream? I was like, yeah, that'd be good. Buy the kids ice cream. And then my mom sent me photos back. And this was the first time these kids had ice cream because it was up in the mountains. They didn't have refrigerators. Just giving those kids that smile for a certain moment in time. And, you know, me and Glenn has talked more about it, doing some things in his hometown in El Paso and then, you know, helping more in the Philippines. So I really think the more we grow in eBay, the more our income increases. I am more happy to give.
So Glenn, anything to add?
Q4 is here. Time to make money. Any questions or anything? Me and Ken are always out there trying to help.
Ken, anything to add?
So yes, reach out to us if you have any questions. We are on Instagram and YouTube. The Hustle Bee on Instagram and Hustler Hacks on YouTube and Instagram. Watch our videos and you'll catch some tips and tricks there. As Hustler Hacks would say it, go out and get it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Once again, this is Doug from the community team wrapping up with Ken the Hustle Bee and Glenn Hustler Hacks.
Coming up next, we'll hear the latest about the eBay Guaranteed Delivery Program. Joining us now for the Inside eBay segment is Greg Ross Smith, a senior manager on the shipping team. Greg's here to tell us the latest news about the eBay Guaranteed Delivery Program. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Audrey.
So for the two sellers out there that don't know what eBay Guaranteed Delivery is, can you briefly explain the program?
Absolutely. eBay Guaranteed Delivery is a speed badging program that eBay launched around 2 years ago. Essentially, what this does is it allows us to decorate listings in a very prominent way that can be delivered in 4 days or less. This helps buyers identify listings that can be delivered with urgency when buyers need urgent guaranteed delivery.
And when you say badging and decorate, that is a visual icon on a listing that shows that it will be delivered in 4 days or less. Is that
correct?
Accurate?
Yes. What that means, Audrey, is that listings offering guaranteed delivery will show a badge in search results. That badge then allows buyers to identify those listings amongst a set of 20 results that may show to them in search results and really enables the buyer to identify those listings very easily, allowing those listings to get increased prominence.
So I believe there's a way to filter for eBay guaranteed delivery listings. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. So buyers can go to the left-hand navigation column to see items that can be delivered within 4 days or 3 days, 2 days, and all the way down to next day if they really need something super urgent.
We recently made an announcement about fast and free listings as it relates to eBay guaranteed delivery. Can you break that down for us?
Fast and free is eBay's previous speed badging program. We launched this about 5 years ago, and it was our first step into being able to show buyers listings that could be delivered within 4 days and free. But it was tuned only to 4 days, and we know now that 4 days is not necessarily fast enough for many of our buyers. We took the decision to merge the two programs, to merge fast and free with guaranteed delivery to draw on the strengths of both of these programs. The new branding, the new program we're calling Fast and Free Guaranteed, draws on the strength of the original branding that buyers are very, very aware of. It really calls out the importance of free shipping, but we're now adding the guarantee to those listings.
And so fast, free, and guaranteed shipping is 4 days or less?
It is any item that can be delivered within 4 days or less.
Okay, great. Now, what kind of protections are in place for sellers whose listings qualify for fast, free, and guaranteed?
Absolutely. So we have heard from sellers that they feel sometimes nervous when one of their listings is badged with guaranteed delivery. So we have put in place a number of protections for sellers to feel safe and actually positive about participating in guaranteed delivery. The first one is if a guaranteed item is delivered late, eBay will automatically remove negative or neutral feedback for shipping for that seller for that transaction. That's the first one. And the second one is related to the guaranteed aspect of guaranteed delivery. Buyers, of course, in the event of a late delivery, can claim back a recompense to make them feel okay about the fact that a delivery was late. And that claim can be in the form of a reimbursement of the ship cost if shipping was paid for, or a $5 coupon in the event of free shipping. eBay, through the end of this year and most likely into 2019, will continue to cover those costs on behalf of sellers regardless of the reason for the delay. So regardless of whether it was a weather delay, a carrier delay, or if the seller happened to have missed their handling time for that particular transaction.
So eBay's got a guarantee in place, but it doesn't sound like a whole lot of buyers are taking us up on it.
What we're finding is that buyers love the guarantee up front. They love the fact that they can find listings that offer fast, accurate delivery promises, but they seem less likely to make a claim in the event of a delay. So yeah, it's very interesting.
That's great. I mean, it's that promise up front that they're going to get their item on time.
Absolutely.
Now, how do sellers get their items to qualify for fast, free, and guaranteed?
Yeah, so we've made it very much easier for sellers to participate in this program. Originally, when we launched guaranteed delivery, sellers had to opt their accounts in, make specific changes on their listings to be able to show the guaranteed badge. So we have removed continuously over the last year and a half, based on seller feedback, many of the eligibility criteria that sellers previously needed to adhere to. So now, in order for sellers to get their items to qualify for fast, free, and guaranteed, they, of course, firstly need to be offering free shipping. It's extremely important. And we know that where fast shipping and guaranteed exist on a listing in the form of this new badging, the conversion to sale is much higher. The second criteria is that a fast enough shipping option is offered so that the estimated delivery date can be 4 days or less based on the buyer's location. Some other things, of course, local pickup or freight items are not included in the program. And of course, classified ads do not show fast, free, and guaranteed at this time.
That makes sense. Now, why is fast, free, and guaranteed shipping so important this time of year?
I would argue that fast, free, and guaranteed shipping is always important.
Of course.
As our buyers have become more and more aware of the
impatient.
Let's say impatient. That's a nice way to say it. Fast, free, and guaranteed shipping is always important. But of course, it is super important when we lead into key retail moments where delivery of an item, a gift, most likely in this case, happens on or before a date, on or before Christmas, on or before birthdays, holiday parties, etc., etc. So this time of year, the ability for a listing to show fast, free, and guaranteed, and to be searched for based on speed, is all the more important.
And we know that buyers are searching by delivery date.
They absolutely are.
Particularly around the holidays. Now, handling time is such a key component of fast, free, and guaranteed. So what are some best practices around handling time?
Absolutely. So let's just say this. Firstly, the more accurate a seller can be around their handling time, the better. So for example, we do see a large number of sellers who underpromise their handling time. So they may be able to promise in 1 day or same day and earn the top rated seller discount, but they're actually saying that they will handle in 2 days or 3 days, thinking that this is going to be good for their business. I would argue that it's not good for business. The best practice here is to offer a short as possible handling time that you as a seller within your business can manage. In order to show up for fast, free, and guaranteed, more likely then you'd need to be offering same day handling and at the most 1 day handling.
Thanks so much, Greg, for stopping by. Really appreciate your
most
time.
Welcome.
And thanks for that news on eBay guaranteed delivery is now called fast, free, and guaranteed. If you'd like to read more, head over to ebay.com/announcements and look for the recent article about this. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your time. I hope you'll come back and share some shipping news as it rolls out.
I'd love to.
We've been speaking with Greg Ross Smith about fast, free, and guaranteed shipping.
Coming up next, we've got Lisa Biglow from eBay talking last minute gifting on What's Hot. Hi, Griff. How are you?
I'm okay, Liz. How are you?
Pretty good.
What do you have? What do you have for us today here on What's Hot?
Today, we've got Lisa Biglow from our merchant team, and she's here to talk about the kinds of gifts, health and beauty in particular, that buyers are looking for right now.
Fantastic.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Do you want to quickly tell us about who you are, how long you've been at eBay, and what your role is?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Lisa, and I am the Senior Category Manager for Health and Beauty. And I've been at eBay for 6 years in various fashion roles.
Wow. So what does that mean exactly? Like, what do you actually do at eBay?
I basically manage the entire category for health and beauty.
Manage? Manage what?
Yeah. People.
What?
People, products, from the site experience to what items we're sourcing for deals, what we're going to advertise and market, the whole gamut.
Wow. So, okay. As we're thinking about holiday right now and you're thinking about health and beauty, so we know what buyers are looking for because we have data to prove that. So then you go out and then you source the inventory or you tell your team to help source inventory from sellers and then you put it on the site. Have I got that right?
Exactly. We source it various ways. We call sellers, we email sellers, and we also do webinars.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Where are these webinars hosted?
We host them ourselves and we send out invites quarterly for particular categories that we're looking for, hot items.
And you tell sellers what to source because we know from certain retail moments that buyers will be looking for certain items.
Exactly. And I always encourage sellers to look for those invites.
Awesome. What are we thinking about now with regards to health and beauty, given it's Christmas is coming up. We've just got through Cyber Week. Is it last minute gifting?
Yeah. Well, right now we're deep in holiday. Mm-hmm. So we just finished Thanksgiving week. We're in Cyber Week and we're moving towards really the peak gift giving time. Mm-hmm. So right now, some of the biggest categories that are selling in health and beauty are fragrances. Fragrances, bath and body, and some of the other stuff that's selling really well are DNA kits and massage chairs. Can you imagine huge massage chairs?
It's selling eBay.
One of our key items.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And what's a DNA kit?
A DNA kit, you may have seen them out in the market. They're from various manufacturers like Ancestry.com and 23andMe. We're seeing those to be top sellers through the holiday season and expect those to continue through the end of holiday gift giving.
And who would want a DNA kit?
Well, I'm surprised you've never heard of these.
Well, I'm not.
It's so you can know your ancestry, you know, basically what you're made of.
Oh, I see.
So you think you're like half English, half Irish, and it turns out you're Malaysian or something. And,
that's a bit of a shock then if you get your
lots of shock,
Last year, my mom gave them to me and all my sisters. So we did that as our Christmas gifts last year. And so they're hot again this year.
Wow.
Back up a minute. Lisa, what did you find out about
you? Are you part Malaysian?
No, nothing interesting.
Oh, okay.
Have you done one, Griff?
No, I'm afraid to. I think I know what the results will be.
Yes.
What are you, a pirate or something?
Well, it's a long story that it's too much for this radio show, but my family was not happy when I found out before these kits 30 years ago that we're actually not who we think we are. And when I told them, they got upset.
Oh, this is a story for another day.
So I think this happens with these kits. That's why they're so popular, because it's kind of like a reveal, not a gender reveal, but who you are reveal.
A good or a bad reveal. That's a bit risky.
It's all good, isn't it?
Sure.
I think so.
Did you know that Griff sells perfume?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yep. What are you selling right now?
I'm deassessing from my rather vast collection. So I always have about 20 or 30 up at any given time.
And what are the brands that are selling well?
All types. Some I like to offer rarities. These are colognes or perfumes that are no longer in production that I don't need. The big names like Chanel and Dior, Yves Saint Laurent. Niche fragrances from people like Creed, and there's lots of them. I'm having a blank. Can you believe it? Griff has a blank moment.
Sounds like you know exactly what's selling. We're either selling our luxury fragrances,
yes,
like that, or we sell sort of the easy giftable items under $25.
Yeah, and that, I find that to be the case.
And so what is the length of the gifting market? When does it kind of kick in, and does it go right up to Christmas, obviously with fast shipping?
Yeah, I mean, we kick in right before Thanksgiving, so we're in the middle of it now, and it will continue for us even through December 21st.
Yeah.
So if you're shipping from the right location and have the right ship time, you can deliver for Christmas that late in the season.
And by late gifting, you mean like last minute. I got to get a gift for Granny, and she likes Old Spice.
Exactly. Sure. Perfume's great for that.
Yeah.
Or self-gifting, even.
I do enough of that.
Yeah, I'm not bad on that either. You've done more of that this cyber week than I did anyone else.
It's my favorite category. It's health and beauty. Who doesn't want to be healthy and beautiful?
Exactly.
Can they guarantee it?
No. It's all aspirational. But if you can fool yourself, you can fool most everyone. So,
So what are the top three tips you'd recommend for our sellers when it comes to their own sourcing for last minute gifting and then selling?
I mean, the main thing is to look for in-demand items, you know, sort of see what's selling in your store and continue to buy deeper into that. We always look for the best price on the web. That's always a key thing for sellers to do. Look at other sites, see what the price is competitively, and just make sure that you're priced correctly. Consider doing extra things like using our promotions manager tool or volume-based discounts.
Right.
We're seeing a lot of success there. Mm-hmm. Also, free shipping. Sometimes free shipping is hard to do year-round in your gross margin, but we find over the holidays it's very important, and that's what buyers are looking for.
It's actually a differentiator. More likely, buyers will check the box that says free shipping so that if you're not offering it, your listings won't even show up.
Sure. And definitely this time of the year. I mean, if we think about last minute gifting, it's imperative.
So important. But also something we're thinking beyond holiday right now in health and beauty.
Okay.
We're starting to think about new year, new you.
No way.
Yeah. So if you're in the health world, you know this is a big time of year starting January 1st.
Oh, of course. Yes, yeah. New Year's resolutions.
There's a brand new me. Where do you see me? A pancake makeup thick when I come
in. You'll be calling in on those health and beauty guarantees.
Right. My face frozen with Botox like this.
Yeah. Start sourcing some of those vitamins, protein powders. You know,
not
bars.
Botox. You can't get Botox.
No Botox. No.
But you can make it at home.
What?
Yeah, you just leave like a can of soup half open or, you know, puncture it a little bit. You get botulism, and that's what Botox is.
What?
Yeah, aren't you glad you tuned in?
Learn something new from you every day. Yeah, so I'm very interested in that.
Well, and that's the maybe we should move on. Anyway.
All right. So what we've learned is that buyers looking for last minute gifting right now and health and beauty are great stocking stuffers. And that season or that buy behavior lasts until up to the 21st, 22nd of December. But you're actually thinking about the new year right now. So for sellers out there, start sourcing these kind of new health and beauty things that people are looking for to get fit and healthy and start the year right. Have I missed anything there, Lisa?
Sounds good.
I think we got it all.
Thank you so much for joining us. So great to hear about health and beauty and to compliment what Griff always tells me he thinks he knows.
What's that?
Exactly. Oh,
health and beauty.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, you're the expert.
I don't possess either, but I like to aspire to them.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great holiday. All the best with everything. And we look forward to hearing more about health and beauty in the new year.
Thank you. Fascinating.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more selling on eBay.
Excellent. And that's all for this episode. So, Audrey, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned I should buy you a bottle of Oh My for Christmas.
How sweet, but I'm okay. I've got a case of the stuff at home.
A case? You expect to live that long?
Oh, one can only hope.
What did you learn, Griff?
Well, I learned I need to explore the eBay guaranteed delivery option a little more closely and see if I should be employing it on some, if not all, my listings.
That's a smart idea.
And we would be severely amiss if we forgot to mention meetups. Tired of sitting alone in your selling room with no contact with the outside world? Are your family members driving you crazy? Do you need some peer contact? Well, we have the solution for you. Go to an eBay seller meetup. How, you ask?
How, Griff?
Pick up your cues, babe. How, you ask? Just go to www.ebay.com/meetups to see the meetup calendar.
Meetups are really fun. And don't forget to tune into our weekly Facebook Live broadcast every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific time. You can get that on Facebook.com/eBay for business.
That's an important URL. Oh, and I don't want to forget our hotline. We mention it every week, and we didn't get some calls. And you know why we didn't get any calls?
Do you really want me to say?
Yeah. Do you know?
Because we didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, I forgot to pay the bill for the service.
Oops.
But it's all taken care of. The number's open. It's all
now
cleared
you can
up.
Call us.
I put a credit card on file like you're supposed to do. So you can be on the podcast. Call us at 888-723-4630. And you can call that hotline any time of day, any day of the week with your eBay question, your comment, or your suggestion. Just call it 888-723-4630.
And we have our very own email address where you can send your questions. It's sellingonebay@ebay.com. That's sellingonebay@ebay.com.
Oh, do you hear that sound? That's the rumble of the credits about to roll.
Ooh, roll them.
Yeah. So we're going to present the Selling on eBay production team. Our thought leader and master cylinder, senior director of community, Brian Burke.
Not senior.
Senior. Yeah. Okay.
Our community correspondent, Alan Aisbit.
Technology correspondent, Doug Smith.
Social marketeer, Liz Austin.
Script writer, guest wrangler, top girl, and co-host, Audrey Tracy.
That's me.
That's right.
And finally, our editor-in-chief and host, Griff. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay.
Fresh as oh my.
Oh my.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
You know, I think you have to pronounce it like that.
What do you mean?
Oh my.
I was.
In the way that he... George Takei.
That's what I've been doing. Is it not apparent?
No, it is. But I think like when you buy that bottle of cologne, you're legally required to pronounce it that way.
So if I go into like Sephora, I have to say, or eBay. I don't have to say that on eBay. It's all online.
Right.
I'll have a bottle of...